احسان.
ايه ايه
ورق يلا ورق ربيع
يلا
احسان. بس خلي خلي مثل
زاوية
تحت المباراة.
يس 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 نعم.
It's the autumn of 2012. War has ravaged the beautiful face of Aleppo. Terrorists have captured parts of the city, while military and popular forces counter with resistance. In another part of this large city, a group of people pack food, medicine, and basic necessities, but not for the people of Aleppo. This aid will be sent to an area which has been under the terrorist siege for the past year and a half. To two small towns 20 kilometers north of Aleppo, Nubl and Azara. The only way to send aid to Nubl and Azara is by flight. Helicopters fly to these two cities several times a week to deliver necessary commodities to the besieged people. But on this trip, Iranian documentary maker Sayed Ehsan Askarzadeh will be accompanying the crew.
For more than 1 year, these towns were under a terrorist siege and under severe threat. I asked an Arabic language teacher about the situation. He said, we have access to the towns, but the terrorists are trying to take control. It was ripe material for us and triggered the motivation to dig deeper into this story. It was a highly dangerous situation. There was no other way to gain access to these towns because terrorists are capable of bringing down a helicopter. Anytime a chopper was around, the threat of being hit was present. In my mind, though, I thought there are 70,000 people living in this town, and it's been more than a year in which they've been living under siege. What am I about to witness? As soon as we got above our destination, the school, I saw that a large crowd of people had gathered in the schoolyard. Women and children constituted a huge number. People looked with hope at our solitary helicopter flying over their town. When we landed inside the school grounds, all of the people came to welcome us. They carried out the medicine boxes with renewed enthusiasm. As we unloaded the supplies, I realized what we had brought for these people amounted to near nothing, although the boxes looked sufficient when we were loading them.
خب من وقتی اومدم تو سطح شهر مردم همه بیکار بودن، هیچ کی کار خاصی نداشت.
Upon entering the township, it hit me that nobody had a job. It was more than a year that the town was under siege. The residents of the two Shia towns of Nubl and Al-Zahra used to transit goods. Many had trucks. In the past, they went to Azaz near the Turkish border and brought goods back to Aleppo.
جنوب ترکیه می‌رفتن، اونجا کار ترانزیت می‌کردن و اون زمانی که ارتباط با ترکیه داشتن، بار می‌آوردن و می‌بردن حلب.
Farmers supplied olives from their fields. Farming, however, and raising livestock were not common sources of provision here, and so the siege had put the town's food needs under extra pressure.
از این جهت فشار تو محاصره خیلی بیشتر شده بود براشون.
سلام.
یکی از خونه هایی که رفتیم جلب توجه کرد اولش برای ما این بود که
We visited a house that caught our attention where a family was living. A mother was taking care of her two young children. It was a small house with a muddy yard. It was clear that this house was a paltry one, even in times of peace, let alone its condition now in times of siege. Neighbors were helping the woman and children. As we entered, the woman said, I must cook for my children. Is that okay with you? We said, of course, and watched her work.
وقتی رفتیم تو گفت من باید برای بچه هم غذا درست کنم. مانعی نداری؟ گفتیم نه ما میبینیم. منقلی رو ایجاد کرده بود با همین هیزومای سرسبز زیتون.
She had created a furnace with fresh olive wood. Asked if it's okay to cook with fresh tree branches, she replied, I have no other choice. My children would die if I don't use the fresh wood. I do my best every day to collect firewood and make a fire. That lights up my life. Each day, I'm hopeful to have this handful of grains that I receive to feed my children. They basically had nothing. No potato, no onion, and no vegetables whatsoever.
امیدی داشته باشم به یه مقدار گندم جوی که دستم میرسه بتونم شکم بچه‌ها رو سیر کنم. پیاز، سیب زمینی، سبزیجات، هیچی نداشتم.
الله لا يوفقون. الله يمرمرون مثل ما عبی مرمرون هل ارهابی و هل مسلحین.
هذا شو تسوي ليش عم تدقين
همشي نطبخ مخلوطة حنطة نحن مقلة
يعني مو بدل الخبز يعني
هي بدل الخبز مو ما في خبز بنسوي شوربة وبناكله
هذول معونات هذول مساعدات من الحكومة ولا من عندكم انتوا
لا من عندنا لا من عندنا ما جتنا مساعدة
السنة احنا عم تسمع انه بالضيعة بتوصل مساعدات ولا ما في شيء
عم نسمع
بس ما في شيء ما انت لحد الان ما عندك شيء
لا
شو لا
هلا ما جينا شيء نحن مساعدات
كم ولد عندك
انا عندي بنت وصبي
طيب هذا الاكل بيشبعهم
بدنا نعيش بدنا نعيش يعني نموت من الجوع لا غوز لا خبز لا بدنا هالاطفال الذنبه طه عندي هالصبي وهالبنت هالاطفال الذنبه بدها تعيش بدها تاكل الله يحرمهم ان شاء الله شميم الهوى مثل ما حرموهم حرموهم العيد وحرموهم اللبس وحرموهم الاكل وحرموهم كل شيء
She had a pounder and a bowl, and she miled the grains at a regular pace as she was talking to us. I remember not understanding half of the words she spoke, but her words and deeds left an indelible mark in my head. A handful of grains was all she had, nothing else, nothing to feed her children with.
وقتی که شب شد و همه رفتن تو خونه اونجا بود که برای اولین بار اون انرژی منفی
As night fell and the people went home I began to feel the negative energy and feeling of being under siege conditions penetrating me Things went calm all of a sudden She could see the minimal light inside houses I came to the balcony There was moonlight I was thinking to myself that the people of this town are surrounded by terrorists from all directions and any misstep could lead to their execution. It was a hard night to sleep. We decided to go out at midnight to see who was protecting the town. How is it that these 70,000 people are asleep right now while no attack threatens them?
الان 70,000 نفر چجوری خوابن که بهشون حمله نمیشه
الزيتون و...
شو دائما انتم موجودين هون؟
ايه حتما دائما موجودين، لانه نحن هون معرضين باي لحظه انه يصير علينا غدر من قبل هدول الناس الغدارين الموجودين ببعض القرى الموجوده حولنا. هدول الشباب مثل ما انكم شايفين، هدول شباب من مدينه نبل اتطوعوا تلقائيا واجوا لعنا، هيئوا نفسهم من حيث التدريب القتالي على السلاح لحتى يحموا شرف بلدهم ويحموا اهل اطفال ونساء كمان مثل ما بتعرفوا. يعني نحن ما هو وجود الشباب هون كلهم بيتمنوا، اي واحد فيهم بيتمنى يكون موجود في جنوب لبنان او موجود في الجولان او موجود في مواجهه العدو الاسرائيلي، ولكن الظروف والوهابيين مع اردوغان وشيخ حمد ومشايخ الخليج البترول هدول خلونا نكون موجودين بهالمواقع هيدي، والا نحن ما موقعنا الاساسي هون ولا منحب نكون هون اصلا. يعني مو مكان عملنا نحن هون اطلاقا، الناس كلها قاعده بدون عمل من خلال من 6 شهور لحد الان نتيجه الحصار الموجود على مدينه نبل، فالناس كلها قاعده هون تدافع على عن شرف مدينتها واهلها وعيالها. بشكل عام نحن موجودين هون شبابنا على يمين الطريق وعلى يسار الطريق حول الخندق اللي ملتف حول المدينه كامله، وللاسف الجماعه الارهابيين الموجودين عندنا بالجهه الثانيه عم يستخدموا بيوت الله لوضع القناصين فيها. يعني المأذن اللي مقابلنا هلا بتبين علينا من هون، في مأذنة المسجد الجامع الموجود امامنا هونيك بقرية ماير للأسف واضعين فيها قناصين ورشاش دوشكا بيستخدموه بالاعتداء على مدينة نبل بشكل مستمر ودائم.
اي لا قدام 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 عمي قدام
پدری بود که پسرش رو در
مرز. We came across a father whose son had been abducted from their olive farm and later executed. His grandson was sitting on his knees in his lap. It was an emotional moment that left me overwhelmed. When one of your family members is martyred, you hold a funeral. People come to express their condolences to you, and all of that soothes you a little. But the ritual did not exist here. There was no procession. The people merely found out that the man's son had been martyred. A number of these people had olive farms and had to take care of them. This man had no garden, could not ask armed men to help protect him whenever he went to harvest or collect wood and etc. He had to go alone.
هیزومی جمع کنم بیارم، آبیاری بکنم یا قص الهازا. مجبور بود تنها با همون.
Protection was necessary. Terrorists have ambushed and accosted people and at best made a deal with them. Some paid money, but others were beheaded with extreme prejudice and their heads were sent to their families.
خشونتی که داشتن سخت در این عمل رو انجام میدادن، سرشو میبریدن میفرستادن. خب گریه اون مرد خیلی سنگین بود، خیلی.
The man's sorrow was unbearable. The bereaved face of the son of the martyr stood next to his grandfather, looking firmly into the camera. In contrast, I saw the old man crying, very manly, but delicately and innocently at the same time. I'm sure, had we asked around, that every household had a similar story to tell. Locals convinced us to return to our base promptly. They said a helicopter is coming to pick us up and get us back. We entered the schoolyard at 8 a.m. Lots of people had gathered behind the school gate to greet us. It was natural considering we were the only interesting thing going on in their otherwise mundane, constricted lives. They wanted to see whether the helicopter would arrive or not, and if so, what is it carrying? Who is on board? And is there anything for us? It was understandable. Most of these onlookers were families with many children and women among their number. The siege, in place for nearly a year and a half, meant extreme pressure for the residents here. For some, it was just too much for the women and children especially to remain there. They tried to put some people on board for every return flight, depending on the conditions. Neighbors gathered trying to convince people to stay and resist and not to flee. For those who managed to leave, it was just the beginning of more hardship. Where could they go? War was everywhere, in Aleppo, in Damascus. Nowhere is better than your hometown. But they had to leave. That day, the helicopter came for us. The authorities had ordered our return. I saw disturbing scenes prior to our departure. One man tried to push through his month-old child to board. Another grappled to force his way over the heads of others, clamoring to board. I remember when I approached the helicopter with my camera, people were looking at me spitefully. I felt disgusted with myself. The helicopter attempted three times to pick us up, but could not until 5 in the afternoon. I glanced over at the looks on people's faces as we stood under the wind created by the helicopter's wings. It was really hard for me to leave. When the helicopter departed, it was sunset. I shot some footage. I recall falling sick for 2 days after returning to Aleppo. Getting on board that helicopter was one of the bitterest moments for me.
Sayed Ehsan didn't know he would be the last documentary filmmaker to bid farewell to the two besieged towns. Shortly after his return, the terrorists downed the helicopter he was in with a rocket, thereby jeopardizing the only way to get help to the people of Nubl and Azara. In the summer of 2013, a year after Sayed Ehsan's visit, terrorists laid siege to Aleppo. This time, Sayed Ali Fatemi took the camera to record what was happening to the city.
Hadi Bahbani and I went there together. It was Hadi's first trip, and he was very excited, but ultra careful as well. He was given an EX3 camera that was big and heavy. Apart from a handycam, we had the EX3 to film the more important interviews. The National Defense Force had just been formed. They had an open call for volunteers to enroll for membership. It was something like the popular mobilization forces. From among the groups, one caught my eye more than others. They were the people from Nubl and Al-Zahra. These people had been outside the town of Nubl when it had been besieged by terrorists, so they couldn't get back into their homes. They had registered as volunteers to take part in the liberation of their hometown. They were from both Nubl and Al-Zahra and consisted of students, workers, taxi drivers and water department employees. They were mainly aged between 17 and 40, or maybe 50. The range of volunteers stretched from the gamut of society, from single to married, fathers to youngsters, sons, and from all walks of life. It was a public movement. Anybody who had seen himself capable of fighting had come and enrolled.
لك شلون رايح ضد وراي؟
تتابع الحركات.
حركة ثانية. حالة وجود حركة ونار. أو حركة وتأمين. إذا قلنا حركة وتأمين في منطقة وجود العدو فيها. شو راح تكون؟ تكون الحالة كالآتي. نفرين أو ثلاثة أو أربعة أو خمسة أو مئة نفر. شو تكون؟ تكون حركة وتأمين. تعال أبو معصومة.
For the volunteers, their normal lives continued on the side. In fact, they had prioritized fighting as just another period of their lives. They were full of hope.
أخوي المجاهدين ساد العالم نشتغل مع في القضية اللي مشي فيها كلياتنا مشي فيها السيد الرئيس ومشي فيها قائد الخميني ومشي فيها السيد حسن نصر الله ومشي فيها كل الشعوب الشريفة والنظيفة رفاق الله تمشي على محبة محمد وآل محمد هذا الشيء فينا إن شاء الله كلياتنا هون خدامي لأبعد الله لنا الحصير على السيارة
وليا محافظا وقائدا وناصرا وبديلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طرعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
يا محمد يا
علي. We heard noises and voices and asked what was going on. They said we were being deployed. They were cheerful, happy, excited, as they told themselves, great, we're finally being sent on our mission, our real job of launching an operation. They were singing songs of praise, fearless in their mood. They were anxious to go, but no signs of anxiety in them. They were not fighting to gain land. They did not aim to capture areas for the sake of strategic superiority. They were not trying to drive the enemy out of a region. They were fighting for their city, their hometown, where their fathers and mothers were living. Their mission was their life's purpose and of the most serious nature.
خیلی جدی تر بود.
While the guys were getting ready to go, I held my camera and went around and shook hands with them one by one, saying goodbye. One of them stopped me and said, 1400 years ago, our leader, Imam Hussein, was in a position that he had to choose between wretchedness and victory, fighting and martyrdom. We follow our Imam's lead. All of a sudden, they all began chanting, wretchedness is away from us. My head tingles when I recall that day. It was a unique experience for me. Many of those men were in fact martyred.
The fighters did not know back then that they would wait 2.5 years before the liberation of their cities and the return of their homeland. Finally, in the winter of 2015, and after waiting for a long time, Operation Nasr, Victory, kicked off, and the youth of Nubla and Azara set out again to free their towns. Fighters targeted terrorists in the two towns of Marasta al-Khan and Meyer to break the siege and open the way to enter Nubla and Azara. Abul Fazl Demirci Lu and a cameraman from Nubla named Jafar Hamdouche have decided to accompany the fighters and film the operation.
The operation in north of Aleppo began in February
2016.
Thank you.
توی اون محور قبلا هم عملیات انجام شده بود.
In the past there were other operations launched in that corridor, but all ended in defeat. Naturally, those participating in the current operation were worried about another failure. I saw one of the fighters before we set out and asked them about the situation ahead. He said there is one barricade and two buildings to control before arriving at Marastar al-Khan, and that's the limit we can go to. I inquired if that area is the front line. He replied yes. We could see that we're being targeted from random, unspecified locations. I reminded Jafar that he should stick to his responsibility and interview the fighters because Jafar knew their language. I wanted him to ask for some information such as where this place is, who they are, what they're doing and what's next.
قراره چه اتفاقی بیفته؟
قصدار لبیک یا زینب لبیک ان شاء الله اليوم النصر ان شاء الله راح نعبل الزهراء
هيهات من نزله
هيهات من نزله
يلا كل واحد يسالي لاهله
قدامنا وقدامكم
لك باذن الله جايبكم لك احنا ما بنهب الموت باذن الله
رحنا الموت بيخاف مننا الموت راجعي لك يا نبل الزهراء راجعي لك
نحن هلا وين؟
نحن هلا
حدود معرض اسمه
معرستي
معرستي راجعين على
نحن ابواب نبل الزهراء باذن الله
شهداء او طيبين
واقف يا راجعين معكم وصلنا مره ثانيه
راجعين بالنصر
بهذا بهذاك عرض القيم بهذا بهذا
تو قبل از اون سراهي
Before getting to that three-way juncture, we couldn't tell where these Syrian fighters came from, what province or city in Syria. And we hadn't asked them yet either. It was there that I found out the fighters, mostly youth, were from Nubla and Al-Zahra. A group of young Shias, not trapped inside the besieged town of Nubla, have been trained to fight. They were fresh and happy, talking and laughing, sometimes singing a theme in Arabic. And all this happened under the enemy's heavy fire that came from different directions. The fighters were in high spirits. They talked to their friends on the phone. One was calling his fiancée, and the other was speaking to his sister. All were besieged in Nubla. The fighters told them, "We're fighting to come to your aid, and we're in your vicinity, so don't worry." The terrorists were frequenting a road to the right side of the Marastar al-Khan village. It was their supply line, and they used it to take their wounded to hospital. Different vehicles would enter and leave the village.
ترمي السيارة اللي فاتي اللي ظهرت لك تظهر
طيب
خليها تظهر بدي السيارة اللي فاتي من لجنة متبينين شايف الدخنة من هونيك داركم ركزوا نظركم هونيك رح تبين السيارة قرح أوقف على سطح السيارة أعطيكم الإشارة
تكلنا على الله
وراح أحكيكم
مشي
ترمي السيارات كل سيارة بتفوت على قلب معرفة الخان بدك ترميها
تكلنا
على سيارة تفوت ماشي
مشي
عم يمرق كتير سيارات لا تكلم الله يلا جيب ربك هلا على السريع بس
فريد
على السريع
راس يا فريد
اللهم صل على محمد صحة اشرح لنا هلا نحن وين وشلون
تمام الحمد لله معلومات الشباب كلها تمام صاروا ان شاء الله بمعرسة الخان ان شاء الله تقدم كله لقدام
احكي لنا شلون بلشت العملية هون يعني من الصبح لهلا اول شيء بلشت في التمهيد بعرف بلشت تسلم
تمهيد كيف تمهيد الحمد لله
انت بدك تحكي لي كبير انت بدك تحكي لي
شوف شوف صادق شوف
لا انت لا 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 اول شيء انت بعدين صادق
يلا الحمد لله رب العالمين باذن الله سوينا تمهيد كثير كبير وصاروا مصالحين بالهريبة يعني ما اصلا ما حدا يقدر يثبت قدامه باذن الله واقتحامات شديده وعنيفه كثير كثير يعني مستحيل يبقى حدا قدامنا ابدا وباذن الله التقدم كله والنصر باذن ابو عبد الله الحسين
كم آلية شفتوا عم تستهدفوا آليات
كثير؟ آليات كثير، آليات كله هروب إسعافات و هلا هن يمكن بيحاولوا يبعثوا فخاخات بس ما أظن يعني ما أظن خرجهم يعني لأن التمهيد اللي عم بيصير يعني مثل الجرزان عم بيهربوا إن شاء الله
إن شاء الله إن شاء الله النصر عندنا
إن شاء الله يا رب
ساختمون یه پارکینگی داشت یه زیرزمینی داشت یه ساختمون دو طبقه بود بچه ها اونجا هم استراحت میکردن هم مثلا یکی خشاب پر میکرد
There was a two-story building with a basement where the fighters used to rest and do things such as reload their guns and prepare ammunition prior to leaving again. Suddenly we realized we were under fire from the rear with 23mm dual bullets raining down on us. I don't know how many bullets were fired. All I know is that four or five fighters sitting in the doorway were hit.
جو مثلا تعدادی از بچه‌هایی که جلوی در نشسته بودن میگم 4 یا 5 نفر زخمی شدن اونجا. بچه‌ها اینقدر عزمشون جزم بود که اصلا از اونم اتفاق افتاد.
But the fighters were determined. Even a worse attack could not have affected their will to prevail. They got prepared very quickly and departed. We followed them out as well.
به قول معروف خودشونو آماده کردن و شروع کردن و بعد ما هم باشون راه افتادیم رفتیم.
نصر.
نصر ان شاء الله و سریم علينا طيعه. ان شاء الله. لا نبو.
احنا كوين. علي في نبو لعب استنوني لاجي.
علي اهلنا في نبو لعب استنوني. سنفتح الطريق
ان شاء الله باذن الله اليوم يكون مفتوح الطريق
يوم المسجد
ان شاء الله شهيد كبير
النصر شهيد عشاء في البيت للبيت ان شاء الله بدنا نروح الضيعه اليوم
ان شاء الله باذن الله بالسماء اليوم على الضيعه اليوم
ان شاء الله ان شاء الله
باذن الله اليوم على الضيعه جايين
اليوم
شهاده ان الله اليوم ما ننام الا بالبيت
منصورين باذن الله منصورين يا بردا 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 كوميت بردا
با توجه به اینکه دشمن داشت عقب نشینی میکرد از مرستول خان خب
The enemy was retreating from Marasta Al Khan according to the scouts following that ground forces mostly the youths of Nub and Al Zahra advanced forward in groups
جایی که ما بودیم سرازیر شدن
The enemy could no longer resist given the air and ground operation of Marasta Al Khan. We could see them fleeing. Their escape from Marasta al-Khan actually broke the siege on Nub and al-Zahra, leading to the liberation of these areas.
در اصل محاصره نوب الزهرا شکسته شد و نوب الزهرا آزاد شد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن هلا موجودين حاليا في مدينة نبل والزهراء بعد دخول الجيش العربي السوري إلى وطلع. مثل هلا شايفين الناس كلياتها في الشوارع عم تستنى الجيش، عم تستنى لحتى تستقبلوا بالرز، تستقبلوا بالزغاريد. أمهات الشهداء، أمهات الأسرى كلهم بانتظار. هيدي الشباب اللي جايين كلياتها ورانا. نحن هلا اليوم موجودين في مدينة نبل 4/3/2016.
ما وقتی به اصطلاح اون خیابون منتهی.
We went down a street leading to a square. We could see a growing number of people. In the distance, I saw a huge crowd of people in the al-Zahra town square, apparently waiting. These people's feelings for us were really strange to me. I felt they were caged birds that broke free.
I
really can't put into words the situation over there. It was beyond description. God made it possible for the town siege to be broken. It really was God's favor.
واقعا لطف خدا بود.
خلي تشوف دول العالم كلها بهدول انتصرنا، بهدول بدي بهدول.
Spring ushered in, and the story of Nubla and Zahra's hard seasons came to an end. But the account of hard days and nights under siege would be passed on from heart to heart and from generation to generation to make the epic story of the people of these two small cities known to the whole world.